1/3 of federal employees say they support government restructuring, but they're not necessarily thrilled with OMB's plan to do it. That's according to a Federal News Radio survey of about 750 respondents. Joining me with more on that, Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. So, Nicole, this was interesting because we did get 750 responses, and anything that you didn't expect come in there.
Right. So of the 1/3 who say they overall support restructuring, about half of them say they support restructuring and like OMB's plan, and about half say they support restructuring, but they don't like OMB's plan. And I have some comments here that I thought I could read. One respondent said, "This is long overdue. We have 60 employees and could get our work done with 30 to 35, no problem."
Wow.
Yeah. That's about half. Another person said, "Change is badly needed, but gutting the workforce will not bring positive change. Gutting the workforce will only add to the many difficult challenges that employees already face." And there seems to be more uncertainty than anything else. You know, a majority, if it, you could call it one, 26% say it's just too soon to tell. 16% say the reorg sounds a lot like past attempts to reorganize. Here's an interesting comment from one respondent. "My agency has done internal restructuring and reorganizations and failed miserably, so I have little hope that they could do any better implementing this restructuring. Too many mid to upper management and layers of management were created. Non-management input and concerns were ignored for expediency in just making the reorgs happen."
Hmm. It's interesting. It seems like there's a theme here is that they know there's room for improvement.
Yeah.
Even going so far as to say, yeah, we don't need everybody we have, but they just don't trust the ways that management has and presidencies have gone about it.
Sure. And another really interesting point to me, at least, was 58% of our respondents said they'd consider moving to another agency if their office gets dramatically downsized or restructured. 17% said they'd leave government. Only a slim margin said they would stay where they wanted. And remember, this is all going to be tied to the budget. And as we know, some agencies are slated to see pretty significant budget cuts, and that will mean significant workforce reductions. Some agencies will see more. So, you know, the thought that maybe they might move to, for example, from EPA to find a job at VA or Homeland Security or Defense, an agency that's likely to get more out of all of this.
They've got a lawnmower, they'll go where the grass is.
Exactly. Robert Shea is a principal with Grant Thornton. He's also a former OMB executive during the George W. Bush administration. And he says, "This kind of look at what government does and the management agenda that the administration has to support it, this has to happen.
The government won't be able to accomplish its objectives nearly as effectively, or perhaps at all, with the current management processes in place today. You can't hire, recruit, retain the workforces you need to accomplish your mission. You can't contract for the things and the people you need to do the job. You can't grant security clearances in a timely way. You can't order supplies in an efficient way. That there's just if we could rip it all up by the roots and start over, that would not be a bad idea."
So that's Robert Shea, an old hand at this. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. And Nicole, how do you think this reorganization is being communicated to the federal workforce?
I think the general consensus is the communication has not been very good. 47% of respondents to our survey said they received no information at all. 33% say they've received very little information. Again, this is some kind of communication from their agency management. And here's Robert Shea again. He says agencies need to do a much better job in communicating these kinds of initiatives in general.
"It's a really important ingredient in the ability to communicate to an incredibly diverse, complex government constituency that you're trying to move. I speak to a lot of audiences. I often ask whether they're familiar with certain initiatives or outcomes that the federal government is trying to accomplish, and I often get crickets. Things that we're really excited about here, that we talk about in rooms like this, even when you read them in our little bubble press, we've got to hammer these messages home if they're going to get out to the hinterlands, to the front lines, where people are genuinely making a difference in the lives of the American people."
That's Robert Shea. He's a former OMB executive. And this whole conversation around messaging, I think the general consensus from many experts in the field that I've spoken with about this is that the administration just needs to be more positive in telling the workforce about what it's doing. And they've told me that the focus is too much on poor performers, not what agencies should do to recruit and retain the top performing talent they like, and how they can find ways to replicate some of those best practices and the work that's being done well. And one former human capital expert told me that the administration should be really rallying federal employees for their ideas. They should be sending a motivating force to frontline employees to get them involved. And this person just doesn't see that happening. John Kaminsky is a senior fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. He is the former deputy director of former Vice President Gore's National Partnership for Reinventing Government. He's worked on similar initiatives like this, and he had a similar idea.
The idea there was, let's put a positive spin on some of the messaging to employees. Yes, ultimately there were 400,000 fewer federal employees at the end of the Clinton administration. But part of this was, how do we restructure and frame things so that instead of doing paper transactions for procurements, it's done electronically using credit cards?
That's John Kaminsky. He was giving an example there of past efforts to reorganize during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, the messaging has been pretty poor. I think we can agree on that, whether or not you agree with the whole initiative. So the theme to me that seems to be emerging is that maybe federal employees could be behind this in a big way, but they want to be sold because they're the ones that have to carry it out and live with the consequences.
Right. And we heard OMB Director Mick Mulvaney say, you know, the president doesn't use words like restructuring or reorganizing the government. He uses words like draining the swamp. And federal employees don't like that message, and they're not going to get behind that. And that's the message that they've heard so far, not that they can be a part of this effort to collectively find new ways to do their jobs. And that's just something they haven't been told yet, I think.
I think that when the Clinton administration came in with the National Partnership for Reinventing Government, Bill Clinton famously said, the days or the era of big government is over. And that could have been Ronald Reagan saying that. It could have been Donald Trump saying that. But somehow they enlisted people in a really important way that many, many feds did get behind that whole initiative.
Right. And I think that the messaging, the ideas are the same. And that's also one of the reasons why federal employees are just a little unsure as to how this is all going to go, because many of them have seen this happen before.
All right. Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco, thanks so much for that great reporting.
Thanks, Tom.
And you could read Nicole's coverage at federalnewsradio.com.